Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Namaskar, lovely to speak to you. I'm glad to welcome you back to yet another episode of Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast. Oh my God, she's here. She's with me now. She looks absolutely gorgeous. It's none other than Linda Bloody Pollock. Hello, Linda.
Thank you very much, Clinton. Thanks for the comps and the feedback.
Oh, that's all right, my love. Tell me, what's been going on in your life? What have you been doing?
I have been to Sheffield, right?
No one likes a show off. Go on.
The Costa del Sheffield.
Right.
For a thing.
What thing?
A thing, a cat thing. You're not interested, so I'm not even going to tell you about...
No, God, I am interested, but...
You do have a dirty bottom, I've seen it.
Go on.
Anyway, apart from the cats, which are of no interest to you...
Oh, my God, not the bloody cats, not that again.
Is that your willy?
But we was robbed again. We had a couple of very interesting nights out, of which I'm glad to tell you.
Right, go on.
We did karaoke.
Karaoke. Oh, right. This was in Sheffield,
yeah,
was it?
So we're thinking, it's the home of Joe Cocker. There's going to be some belters going on somewhere. It'll be a bit competitive. It'll be a big room.
Lift us up while we are alone.
Exactly. So we decided we'll go and it'll be raucous and rowdy and it'll be fun, right?
Right.
So we turn up at this place. We look it up on the Google Maps. We climb. It's all hills, isn't it, in Sheffield?
Yes.
Climbed up this hill, knock on the door. It was like... You know in vampire films where you go to the pub and they sort of slide a little window back? What do you want?
Yeah, okay.
It was that. We've come to sing. Right.
So it's...
They're opened, locked behind this door.
Right, go on.
Fortified door, right?
Right.
What the hell is this? We go in, two fellas behind a very gaudy bar, right?
She's learning very well how to set up the mood, the scary mood. Very good.
So far, no noise. You can't hear anyone singing.
Right.
Silence.
Okay.
Gaudy bar, lots of mirroring. Red chandeliers.
Right, okay.
Leopard skin wallpaper.
Oh, it sounds like a...
knocking shop.
Doesn't it?
It does. The fella says, do you want 1 hour or 1 hour half?
Do you have to sing or have sex with someone? What did you have to do?
We were concerned. There were two women and a load of fellas. Because the cat world is like that.
Yeah.
And we decided that we were going to go in, but we all looked at each other with great fear in our eyes and we did swear to each other that we would count everybody in and everybody out again.
Oh, my God. Did anyone say...
Is that your willy?
Not yet.
No, go on.
So anyway, we paid, we bought drinks, they weren't that expensive. That was reassuring, it wasn't like £20 a drink.
No, they didn't frog match you to the cash point.
Precisely.
And say, are you going to sing or are you going to pay for these very expensive drinks?
So they walked us through this corridor, numbers on the doors.
It's definitely nothing to do with karaoke.
But then occasionally a reassuring wail told us that there was some singing going on in there, at least that's what we thought.
Okay, right.
He opens the door, I think it was door number 9.
Yeah.
Karaoke booth, basically. So it was just us lot in there, again, very gaudily presented. Right. I suppose glamorous for Sheffield.
Right, right. And sorry to our friends in Sheffield.
We were presented
She's implying it's a shit show, it's not.
A limited number of songs and an hour in which to sing them. And we did.
Really?
And it was funny.
Were the songs straight French, 50, something kinky, 60, one off the wrist, 25?
There were some interesting categories, but we did choose some that we were familiar with, which I think everyone does, don't they?
Very much so. And can I just say that I am not aware that those are any prices. I'm just guessing. Thank you. Next. What songs did you sing?
Too easily into that, Clinton.
Which songs did you... I believe straight French is the term. I don't know. I don't know these bloody things.
I'll give you a clue. I sang Colours of the World, Spice Up Your Life. Every boy, every girl, Spice Up Your Life. But it turns out a lot of it's just chanting.
Yeah.
People of the World by Soup. You're like, which sounds great when there's five girls.
Yes, but if it's just... Oh,
just one 40-odd-year-old woman, it gets a little bit tragic, but we persisted.
Well, don't persist too long, because I can feel people already switching off. Didn't Mel C sing that recently at Glastonbury with Blossom? Just to prove I am in with the kids, and she looked very good for her age.
Blossom, like my Imbi Alec that used to be on the telly, Blossom and Joey.
Blossoms, you know? They're called. They're
at their right.
Oh, I'm so sorry, people. We seem to have a very elderly lady here.
Do you like to take me down, Donna?
Not Maureen from Tottenham. Linda from Catworld.
Never you mind.
Never you mind where she's from. Never you mind. It's all your bloody business. Yeah, so what? So you sung Spice Up Your Life?
Spice Up Your Life, everyone. I attempted Shakira.
La 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 la.
Oh, that sounds a bit
la,
like
John McEnroe.
The only voice I can do, really.
Oh, I'm going to karaoke!
But again, it had the rap version in it, so I was all right at the Shakira bits, but it was the let me feed a man and a man and a man.
Yeah,
and there was that bit, and it got a little bit tragic. So I stopped halfway through that. That was the first one. I went, right, no, stop.
Oh,
someone
hell.
Else's go.
Are you still a bit pissed, Linda, because you've got a little bit overexcited?
Shakira does it.
The thing I normally sing if I'm doing a karaoke, and I don't sing anything normally, but I like to do the standard ones.
Yeah.
My Way, that other one, what's it called? From a Jack to a King.
Yeah.
From Loneliness to a Wedding Ring. That sort of thing, or that the other one. What's the other one?
More of a swinger than you.
What's the other one? No, not what's that? That's a vicious rumour. I've never gone in for that. What was the thing I was? What's it called? Oh, you're riding high in April, shut down in May.
That's life.
That's life. That's life.
It
right,
is. Though,
that's
isn't it?
Enough.
You did fancy a bit. Of...
You picked a fine time to leave me
alone. That bloody Jane McDonald. She'll be along later on if you want. Now, listen, I wanted to kick off with something. I, honest to God, I have spent all week looking at this fantastic book. I can't remember what's the name of the person who suggested it to me. I can't remember. But I've got a book here which is absolutely amazing. It's More Amazing Supernatural Experiences featuring Freddie Starr's Messages from Beyond the Grave. And I had wanted to do a deep dive into the book. This is the problem. Bear with me, people. Book one is by this fellow, Malcolm Thorogood, and this is why I didn't want to go in too strong on this, because it's about the death of his daughter, right?
Shite.
So you don't want to really go there. But I picked up this book, and it is an absolute bloody revelation. And consequently, I wanted to do a deep dive into the book. You, Linda... of little faith, you won't believe any of this, and I thought I can't do this to Malcolm Thorogood, but it is an absolute and what's more, if you ever get this book, Malcolm Thorogood, The Soul Must Go On, book two, Freddie Starr's Messages from Beyond the Grave, all the money goes to the Vanessa Foundation, which is a set up, I think it's a cancer charity for his daughter. And it was very moving, actually. But anyway, there are really Freddie Starr's Messages from Beyond the Grave. I'm not... The other reason I don't really want to go into it too much is that I've read at the start, you're not really allowed to, you know, repeat passages from this book.
Can we paraphrase it?
We can paraphrase, and...
Is Freddie Starr as potty-mouthed now he's gone as he was before?
No, he's not. He's not. He's still just as funny as he always ever was. But the thing that kills me, on about page 10, this guy, Malcolm Thorogood, Freddie certainly took him under his wing, and he introduced him to... There's a sort of Venn diagram of all the wonderful people Freddie introduced him to. Sir Cliff Richard, Hank Marvin in The Shadows, Diana Dawes, Des O'Connor, Muhammad Ali, Dame Shirley Bassey, Wayne Dobson, Lenny Bennett, Michael Parkinson and Jim Davidson. Sorry, let's just go through those again. Let's get this right. Sir Cliff Richard.
Yes.
Hank Marvin in The Shadows. Diana Dawes.
Legend.
Jim Davidson. Yeah, don't know. There's Freddie coming through there. Anyway, listen, I can't really say too much about it, but I really do. Perhaps we could speak to Malcolm Thorogood in a if I get in touch with
maybe
him.
Maybe we could have a silent book club about it. You all read it and we can all have a think about it together and psychically you can discuss.
That's a very good idea. Or we get Malcolm Thorogood on the show and as someone who's supposed to be my PA, Linda, perhaps you could get the fella on the phone and we can maybe speak to him.
I'm not a psychic, you have to tell me.
Well, absolutely. Anyway, The Soul Must Go On, book two, featuring Freddie Starr. Let's get on with the bloody show. Please read out this letter, Linda.
Hi, Clinton. My story goes back to the mid-80s when, as a 10-year-old, Elmy brother.
Yeah, this bad... Elmy brother.
Six years older.
Can you, if you're going to write in, can you bloody well write properly, idiot? Just come on, do it properly. If you can't type properly, write it down in pen or pencil.
About your pencil.
Or crayon, mister. I would go to visit my auntie and uncle in Northamptonshire.
Yeah.
We were city kids.
Should be a false stop, Northamptonshire. We were city kids.
We were city kids and a week in the countryside was a way to keep the feralness. Don't think that's a real word,
no, but
okay.
Yeah.
At bay, full stop.
Right, very good.
My auntie and uncle were workers for the Viscount of Castle Ashby. No capital letters there.
No. Come on! What's this fella's name? Martin something. Oh, can't find his bloody name. Martin. I'll look up his name. Don't matter.
You know what they used to do at my Sienna school, at the primary school? The teacher had to hand out work and she'd say, "No name, what a shame, in the bin again." And all the kids would chant along.
Martin, no name, what a shame, in the bin again. Martin, you are shite. Please try and write properly or we will chuck it in the bin again.
They lived rent-free in an old courtyard with an old blacksmith's etc. all around. Very eerie, especially at night. She loved ghost story, my aunt, and used to say...
She loved ghost story. Martin, load of shite, can you fucking learn to write?
She loved ghost story, my aunt, and used
ghost
to say
story.
How the ghost of the house, capital letter for no apparent reason,
come on, Martin.
Would peer
people
to the
barely
sofa.
Educated in this country. Bloody stupid.
He's just got my attention, though, with this next bit.
Yeah.
I felt your pencil, didn't I?
The ghost of the house would pin her to the sofa.
Yeah.
And switch TV channels over when she was alone. Ah, no witnesses. She explained that if she talked to the ghost nicely, it would release its grip. She also told of how the stereo would come on at 2 to 3am with Phantom of the Opera. No capital
ridiculous.
Letters. A space for no reason, a comma, another space. The ghost's favourite, no apostrophe, on full blast. My aunt and uncle talked about this as if it was normal.
Yeah. My auntie collected very creepy looking China-faced dolls.
Do you mean they had a face made out of China?
Oh, China face on, they weren't Chinese. Right, OK. Which she displayed at the corner of the dog leg stairs, which even in daylight, I would avert my eyes and run past them. They, full stop, they had an aura of evil. Anyways, one night, my brother and I were sharing a double bed one night.
Again?
Whilst my aunt and uncle went out for a meal one night, leaving us alone with the ghost and an evil Chona dolls, he means China, with a bloody loft hatch right up above our heads. We were proper shitting ourselves.
During the night, we both awoke to the sounds of thumping coming from the hallway.
Oh, God.
I jumped out of bed and locked the door. Me and my brother heard shuffling and light thumping for a good few minutes and continued to shit ourselves.
Yeah, trying to... Eventually, we must have fallen asleep and heard a knock at the door in the morning. It was Auntie asking why we locked the door and to come down for brekkie. My brother and I were very quiet that morning. I think both of us were still thinking about the scary night. My auntie said to us, "Now, boys, did you have fun last night playing with the dolls?" "What?" I said. "Well, we came back from our meal. I see you think it funny to place them at the bottom of the stairs," she said. Yes, we got that. Which my brother and I looked at each other and realised there and then them evil or possessed dolls moved around that night and took themselves downstairs. And I thanked fuck I'd locked the door.
We explained to my aunt and uncle it wasn't us, but they didn't believe us. Now only me and my brother were in the house that night, and we know what we heard. That night still shits me up when I think of it. Your thoughts, Clinton and Linda?
Well, I am a belief. Thank you very much for that. I didn't mean to take the piss out of your terrible grammar and punctuation. However, I do believe in spooky China face dolls. Mm. And I looked up spooky dolls as a bit of research. I looked in spookyisles.com. And this
spooky
is...
what now?
Spooky Isles.
Isles, right.
Right. This is the top four most scary dolls in the UK. I'd like to begin with Grace. Can you put the scary music on for Grace?
This one.
Okay.
Grace is a standard porcelain collector's doll with blonde curls and a red velvet dress, and there's a photo here.
Oh, she looks nice.
She's no more sinister than all porcelain dolls are, a little tacky, but generally unobtrusive.
Yes.
The doll, however, will not seem soundly... will not sit soundly on your grandmother's shelf. Grace supposedly talks and moves on her own.
I had a friend... turn the music off just for one second.
Yeah.
I had a friend who bought one of those very lifelike dolls.
A friend...
an acquaintance that you... And I thought, actually, wouldn't it be funny if you could... What would be genuinely a scary, funny film about one of them sex dolls that comes to life?
Oh, yeah.
You know, people be open-mouthed, a bit like the sex doll itself. But, you know, the realistic ones. Call it something like, you know, sex doll hauntings. Anyway, just imagine, scene one, interior flat. Man... I don't know, comes in for argument's sake, let's call him Ramon.
Why not, yeah.
Brings one of his sex dolls home, unpacks it, pumps it up with a foot pump, you know, sticks on the hair, interior bedroom to, you know, makes love to the doll, has a fag in bed whilst wondering how his life has come to this. In scene three, exterior flat, I don't know, he lets, you know, lets her down gently. He tries to leave the doll out with the rubbish, goes to bed. Scene four, and this is where it gets scary. Doll at window wants to kill Ramon. Scene five, Ramon dead with a big fucking foot pump stuck up his own ass. What about that?
That's very vividly imagined, Clinton.
Can we pitch that to someone? You know, what do you think?
Well, they've done Blade Runner, haven't they? This is the less high-tech version.
Well, yeah, why not? If there's anyone out there that wants to have a scary but, you know, funny story that we can make for a film... What do you think? Do get in touch. We'd like to make that,
wouldn't
we?
It'd be dead cheap.
Anyway, carry on with it. Scary music! Carry on with this investigation.
When featured in an investigation with Pick TV's Paranormal Captured Team, Grace's true colours were shown using an S-box.
Oh, yeah.
Is that rude?
Yeah. No, no, no.
OK. The team picked up a voice saying, burn.
Oh, correct.
After the voice was asked, what do you want to burn? The voice replied, your eyes.
Oh, God!
What a load of shit.
Hold on, hold on. There it is. Just a minute. And for your information, it's not a load of shit, Linda. I'll have you know. How dare you?
While Grace now sits buried in a glass box away from her Welsh home in Ruthin, there have been reports of knocks and female screaming...
Yeah.
Following her along her travels.
Well, goodness me. Yeah, this is one, Mr. Fitz. Mr. Fitz is not a doll per se, more a portion of one. He's a ventriloquist dummy's head whose life began in German prison of war camp Stalag 2B. After noticing Fritz's cabinet door was frequently opening on its own, his new owner, Michael Diamond, set up a GoPro to record Fritz's nocturnal movements. Actually, I know someone who's recorded a lot of my nocturnal movements. Do you remember this person?
Is that when you wash your bottom?
That's Ruth. She come in... she's seen me in the night. I'm virtually certain of it.
You do have a dirty bottom. I've seen it.
Yeah, she did. She come... I mean, she's come in more than once.
Is that your willy?
Yeah. Anyway, listen. Oh, go on. While this was initially for a bit of fun, after checking the footage, Diamond was disturbed by the footage that awaited him. In the footage, the dummy's eyes open, its lips parted... Sounds like Ramon's doll. As if poised to speak, and the door swings on its hinges.
Shut off.
Yeah, today... Can you join in a bit, Linda, you silly cow? Today, the dummy... Sorry. The dummy supposedly sits in his box, chained.
Chained.
And covered by a blanket. It does happen, Linda.
Oh, God. Imagine if you went back to some... You just met him. He seems really nice. He's an entertainer of sorts. You don't know any more questions about him. You go into his bad... back room or something to adjust your makeup, and you find that chained up.
Well,
don't walk.
It does happen. For anyone who does believe in the paranormal and wants a job as my assistant, please send details to clinton@clintonbaptiste.com.
You know, we'll write in.
Oh, Christ, not her. I don't want her in anymore.
Is that your willy?
No, it is not. Right, Christine the Bride. Christine is another relatively new haunted doll, having two recorded owners within the last 5 years. She reached peak notoriety in 2017 after attacking her owner's husband in the night, leaving him covered in scratches. Ooh, that's horrible. This is the one that kills me, this. Sweary Scarlet, read that out.
While Scarlet may not appear to be the oldest, the creepiest, the most striking or unusual doll, she does hold the title of the most foul-mouthed.
Yeah.
Scarlet is another doll who was passed on to paranormal investigators after her original owner reported unpleasant side effects from her presence. In later investigations, Scarlet was monitored using an EVP monitor,
yeah,
whereby the darling little doll responded to her new owners. Scarlet's vocabulary has encompassed everything from you're f***ed to f*** this, f*** you f*** idiot, and so on and so forth.
Oh, God, that's awful. And do you know what I did? I tried to go online to find evidence of dolls speaking. I went down a rabbit hole of sweary kids' toys. And I've got to say, there's an awful lot out there. You know when people report that? And I've just got a couple of them here. Look, this is, see if you can make out this one, right? See what this one's saying. This is true. This was a haunted doll that sold in the shops. What's that?
You prick.
No. You bitch. All right, that's crap. This was a free. This is a free minion from McDonald's. What the?
Oh yeah, I'll get to foot. Yeah.
Now this is the most amazing one. If I bought this for my nephew or niece, I would be appalled to hear this. This is my pal Violet. This is a simple Violet dog. Have a listen to this. You're happy and you know. Terrible, isn't it?
Good deal.
Hats off there to my pal Violet.
Everyone's pal by the sounds of it.
Come on, join in. If you're happy and you know it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And now time for your humorless, spooky Skype messages.
New message.
Oh, hi, Clinton. It's Stefan from the salon calling about your back second crack waxing appointment. After reviewing your pictures, it looks like a bigger job than I first thought. So can you come in 30 minutes earlier?
Hello, Clinton. It's Brian from Nottingham. I don't know if this is haunted or not, but I went to a gay swingers club and I had the Willis put up me.
Hello, is this the Spooky Stories line? My name's Alistair, and I've got a spooky story about when I was a child.
Hello there, Clint, it's Brian here again. I had a really spooky thing happen the other day, actually. I went to the shop, right, and I basically forgot to wear pants.
Please do better with that, or we shall have to discontinue that section. Thank you. Now, one phone call I did get this week was from Cat Fox, the producer of this podcast. It was last Friday. Have a listen to this. Hello, Clinton Baptiste.
Hi, Clinton. Hi. Hi, it's Cat here.
Well, all's going well with the podcast. Thank you for all your producing efforts is really good.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Yeah. And really, it's the podcast that I wanted to talk to you about, because we have to just keep thinking about what can we do to make it better. And, you know, it just got me thinking. Do you remember Jake, my nephew? I may have mentioned to you before.
Your sister's lad, yeah.
Yes, that's right. Well, you'll never guess what. He's only gone and taken his A-levels and he's basically ready for the real world now.
Oh, lovely. Congratulations to him. So he's finished those, yeah.
That's right. So he's looking at what he can do and he contacted me.
Right.
Now, do you know, Clinton, that he's got a real fascination with alternative lifestyles and religions?
Has he? Yes, right.
That really got me thinking. I think Jake would be an excellent addition to our podcast.
Well hold just a second. I mean, it's already 50 minutes long.
I just really imagine him being a roving reporter.
Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, well,
a real injection of youth as well.
I don't know whether there's really a lot of room for that at the moment, Kat. But
I think, again, and he'd just add an extra level of real credibility to the podcast. Well, don't you think?
Well, I mean, he can certainly come and just do a bit of paperwork, but in terms of actually doing something on the podcast, I don't know.
Oh, I really think he could do more than that. I really think you missed a trick, and I strongly urge you to consider taking him on, Clinton.
All right. Well, maybe give him a couple of minutes in one episode just to see.
I'm sure. Don't be silly. I'm sure once you've heard Jake's work, you'll absolutely love it.
So it seems I don't really have much choice. It seems that Kat's nephew, Jake, who she wants to be on the podcast, has to be on the podcast. This was my first effort with him.
Yeah, Jake here.
Oh, hello, Jake. My name's Clinton Baptiste. I understand your Aunt Katrina suggested I should, ask you to contribute to my podcast. Is that right? She wanted me to phone you to arrange you coming on.
Yeah. It's come through my mum's her sister, basically, mate. I've done a lot of travelling and I just thought it would give you something pretty valuable
traveling
for the podcast,
right?
Given that your thing is supposed to be about alternative lifestyles, religion, alternative ways of looking
at
existence.
It's not, it's not supposed to be about that, Jake. It is about that.
Sure, whatevs. So I've done a lot of traveling throughout India, the Far East, Thailand, that sort of thing.
I had a lovely holiday over there once.
I wouldn't be so crass as to call what I do a holiday. It's like a spiritual thing, yeah. It's seeing the true landscape of wherever I am, properly mixing with the indigenous people.
To be fair, I've done a lot of that too. I've been all over the third world.
Fucking hell, mate. The third world, with respect. No one calls it that. A bit racist.
I'm into alternative stuff too, obviously, with the podcast.
But you've been to Thailand?
Yes.
I did Rile. Saw a number of temples there.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we went to, I think it was Ao Lang, had a few days there.
Ao Lang? That is not what I'm talking about. That is so touristy. Oh, shit.
Right.
No disrespect, mate, but that isn't the real Thailand, yeah? I'm talking Koh Mook, the unseen cliff temples of Lampang, Koh Chang, Koh Yao Yai, you know, the archaeological site at Banjiang, Muko yes. Champon National Park.
Yes,
I've done the hike to the Lahu Hill Tribe Village.
Yes, okay.
Ao Lang is like fucking... I'm sorry, mate. That's not having any sort of cultural, spiritual adventure.
Look, I didn't just go there.
Where did you go?
Well, all over the place.
Changpeng?
Yeah, I went Changpeng.
Well, that's funny, because I just made that name up.
Actually, I was thinking of the place you mentioned earlier, the temples.
Lampang?
Yeah.
Fucking extraordinary place, mate.
Yeah, enlightening. We just went for a day trip. When we were there, we walked, took a bottle of water, took some bread. Very, very simple
you
existence.
You walked to Lampang from Ao Lang?
Yeah, yeah.
But well, that's fucking impossible because Lampang is in northern Thailand.
So, no, as you were, I was thinking of like another temple close by.
They're not all the same, mate. With all due respect, that's a typical tourist attitude.
Yeah, can I just say just a second? I'm a very spiritual person, right?
Bangkok, Chiang Mai.
Yes, spent some time there.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, no.
Horrible. What do you think those places are doing to the Thai culture?
Yeah, shitholes, yes. I couldn't wait to get out of there.
What about the Wat Sie Rong Muang?
Yeah, absolute toilet, that's right.
It's one of the most beautiful temples in the region, if not the world.
That's right, sorry, the Wat Sie wrong one. Gotcha, beautiful, lovely, yeah.
Tell me, did you go to the Burla Mandir Temple?
Yeah, yes, I did, while I was there, very
well,
much
that's
so.
That's funny, because that's in North India, mate.
Right, listen, can I just say, Jake, my credentials are not actually in question.
But when I was in Tibet, I even met the Dalai Lama. I've met Sai Baba.
Yeah,
so
good.
It's not just about, you know, admiring the scenery.
Yes, well, I've met people as well, you know.
Yeah, like who? Sai Baba?
Well, Sidekick Sally. I once met Colin Sixth Sense Fry. I've met at a fondue party at Uri Geller's place. Bloody hell, Yvette Fielding was on the show last week, for God's sake.
I literally don't have a clue who you're talking about, but anyway, I'm staying in a place in the Avarali Hills from this weekend. So.
Oh, well, can't really get involved with the podcast then, that's a shame.
No, on the contrary, I thought I could do my first report from there. My aunt said it would be good for your podcast. I understand she produces it or something, pays for a lot of it, I'm told.
Right, well, I suppose we could do a quick thing.
Maybe talk your listeners through some travelling in that region. I don't know if I could do it barefoot, like, sush me to send it.
Yeah, that's right. That was stupid of her, too.
Well, she was one of India's greatest actresses. I think it was more of a political gesture.
Yeah, good for her. Right, listen, have a nice time anyway. Enjoy yourself. Don't get the runs out there.
Yeah, bit of a racist stereotype for the region, but still, speak to you during the week. Namaste.
Yeah, namaste. Fucking hell. Now, of course, there are some charlatans out there, very often ripping off, you know, ripping people off on a psychic switchboard. So I'll be getting my neighbour, Barry, to try and winkle them out. Have a listen to Barry.
Witness the power of the tarot. Enter the psychic zone and find out what's in your future.
Find out what secrets our tarot masters have to tell you. Call now.
Call 1-800-943-4-3.
1-800-654-3128.
Hello, this is Ruby from the switchboard.
Hello there, Ruby. My name's Barry, and I'm... hello there. Phoning up for a reading.
No problem at all. Is this for the tarot reading?
Tarot readings, and you just do maybe the past, the present, and the future.
You can absolutely do that.
Oh, super. So just carry on regardless sort of thing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So, if you're ready, Barry, I'm just going to start shuffling my cards.
Okie dokie, carry on, Sergeant.
Sure. And I'm going to just divide them into three sections. So three packs.
Okay.
Your past, your present, your future.
Right, okay, lovely, exciting, very good.
Okay, Barry, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to turn the first card off and we're just going to see what the cards produce.
Okay, well, carry on at your convenience.
Okay. Ah, the magician. So, the past is saying.
Yeah.
So, with the magician,
yes.
The magician means that you've gone on a journey in the past. Is there a journey that you've made in the past, Barry?
Yes, I was, the only thing I can think of the most travelling I've done, my national service.
Oh.
And, you know, after that I stayed on for a bit. We went to India. I remember I did go AWOL a little bit, so the others went back, but I carried on up the Khyber.
I see. Okay, and would you say in the past you were a creative person?
Very much so. Very creative, you know. I mean, I've done a bit of woodwork and stuff, and... you know, I taught in the school for a little while and, I didn't follow the conventional ways, you know, as I say, quite creative. And the headmaster said, no, it's up to you, do carry on teaching, you know, and that's what I did, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Barry, well, we've explored the past. Let's have a look at the present now.
Yes, okay.
I'm turning over the middle stack.
Okay, well, carry on, yeah.
Interesting. So this card is the High Priestess.
Oh.
When High Priestess appears in your tarot reading.
Yes.
It usually indicates a time of learning and listening to your intuition rather than thinking with your head, if that makes sense, Barry.
Yes, no need for hysteria, you know.
Exactly.
I don't need to carry on screaming. Just be rational, is that what you're saying, sort of thing?
Be rational, also to be reflective. So to reflect on what you've learned.
Yeah. Well, I am reflective, you know. I mean, this is very good, isn't it? It's like a therapy session.
Well, we are here to help.
Yeah, carry on, Nurse.
I'll to the next card.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Okay. Go forward, don't carry on behind.
Right. Okay, so I'll go for the future card now.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, this is a beautiful card, Barry. This is okay. The Empress.
Oh, lovely. The Empress, lovely.
So when you pull the Empress card,
yes,
it's almost telling you to tap into your inner feminine magic. So your feminine self.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have a feminine self?
Well, I do like Mother Nature. And so quite often, you know, I'll be out in the back garden and I think that's a female trait, isn't it? Looking at the butterflies fluttering from flower to flower, and I'll say, carry on, April, you know.
Are you just saying carry on, Phil?
No.
I don't think this is going to work.
Okay. It's a bloody nonsense, that's why. That's older.
Your network provider has charged £75.78 to your account for your psychic reading call. Thank you, and have a nice day.
The producers Peter's Fox Limited have used this recording in good faith and made every effort to disguise the company of the switchboard used and the psychics contacted, who were in turn remunerated for their participation in this podcast. Thank you.
Of course, I'm often out and about doing my sacred readings, and last week I was in Kidsgrove in Stoke-on-Trent, where I met this young comedian with an amazing story. Have a listen to TJ.
Oh, yeah.
TJ is with me, and he's got to tell me something very spooky. And this is, I've never heard anything like this before. Well, I've not heard it, but he's given me a hint of what it is. Get on with it.
So, I imagine you've heard many stories about supernatural encounters.
I am the Bible on the subject, yes.
So, about ghosts, deities,
Djinn.
Well, I actually saw a fairy.
And the punchline of this is not going to be as a homosexual man, is it?
No. It was many, many years ago, when I was a child.
Yeah.
And I was walking my dog, Vanders, named after Robin van der Laan, the old Port Vale football player.
Yeah, I know him.
And we were walking across what's known as the Greenway in Tunstall.
Right.
And Vanders ran amongst some bushes.
Yeah.
And I was small enough to follow Vanders amongst these bushes.
Right, yeah.
And I saw him sat, and he was entranced.
No,
oh,
no, he was
sort of caught his attention. So I looked, and there I saw a tiny person, maybe 2-3 inches tall, made entirely of light, but I could make out that it was the shape of a person. And I looked closer, and it had wings much bigger than its body, much, much bigger than its body, almost translucent. It just hovered there for a moment. And I was like...
It had wings?
It had wings.
Someone hadn't disposed with a sanitary towel. There wasn't that?
No, it was almost ethereal. Right. And I remember I turned to shout through the bushes to my granddad that I saw what looked like a fairy. When I turned around, it had gone. And I've told this story many, many times, Mr. Baptiste. And at no time has anyone ever believed me.
I'm telling you now that there are fairies around here, all right? And I have a special gift. I can see a few of them, and I absolutely believe you. That's a first for this. Any other fairy stories, please get in touch. Thank you, TJ. Amazing stuff. So it got me thinking about fairies. Have we got any fairy music we could put on, please?
Oh, I bet I can find
Linda. Oh, that's nice. That's good. Very nice. Well, what is it? Sort of ethereal. What would you call that? Ethereal?
Yes.
Fairy music.
Magical
lovely
music.
Here's something from Blood Moon Milk podcast, hosted by Ariana Nadine. 44, get this, Linda, 44% of the 1,602 Brits surveyed by Dr. Simon Young and Dr. Cherry Halbrook professed to seeing, yes, fairies. Their new book, Magical Folk, British and Irish Fairies, 500 AD to the present, right, is the first major modern history of such beings in almost half a century. This is true. These are two historians. They found that fairies, right, get this, are significantly more likely to have appeared to women. 68% of those who had seen them were female, unlike TJ, and that many respondents were able to provide detailed descriptions of their fairy experiences, ranging from the malicious, to the sensual. Yeah, read that bit there, look.
Sightings of fairies in the study vary wildly from Tinkerbell caricatures many of us are acquainted
yes
with. One respondent described witnessing an all-night woodland rave where two female fairies, a dwarf or goblin, and what they described as a mud man, danced to tribal drums till dawn. In line with the folklore that fairies favour nature, the study found 27% of sightings occurred in the woods.
Yes, that's right.
Ariana Nadine, a practising witch and the co-host of astrology podcast Blood Moon Milk.
Yes, I forgot to edit that, but I've just said all that, but don't matter.
Says her fascination with fairies was spurred by a craving for a greater connection with nature.
Right. And also, in this article, you will see this. There is a map from Magical Folk showing which UK region is most likely to report sightings of fairies.
Right.
Get this. Honestly, it'd be amazing to see this. If you live in somewhere like, well, in Wales, there's virtually none, look. Gloucestershire, not many. No recent fairy sightings. But I'll tell you what, curiously, top regular fairy sightings, Essex.
Mm.
Can you believe it?
Lot of woodland there, of course.
Lot of woodland there. I mean, whether these are they Essex-type fairies going round with the...
Flashy
in a convertible.
Yeah, they're showing off. That's why you can see them.
That's
they
right
have to show you what they've got. I'm riding this dragonfly. I'm not doing it for my elf.
That's right.
Check it out.
You will see also, no surprise to me, that also top regular fairy sightings down there in Cornwall.
Yes.
And what's that? What's that area there? Devon? Yeah, Cornwall and Devon.
Now,
yeah,
are they fairies or are they piskies?
Oh, what are you saying?
Because they have a Cornish pisky, don't they?
Do they?
They spell pixie wrong.
Right.
Yes, piskies.
If you have seen any bloody fairies and you want to tell us about them, please get in touch. For those who are keen to experience fairies, Nadine says you should put something out for them, like fresh bird seed on her porch. You know, and they take care of the plants, and it says it, they pick up litter. Hey! Pick up litter?
Bloody hell, you'd think they'd have more to do.
Flying around with a Dairy Lee Lunchable that someone's left around in a picnic in the woods.
Mind you, we're thinking like humans. For them, that could be a nice new bathtub or a boat.
I suppose so. But Peter Pan doesn't say, and lo, Tinkerbell fluttered down the woods, picked up some fag butts and a copy of Razzle that someone had left in some bushes to, you know.
Made a tent out of it.
Made a tent out of a Razzle. brilliant. So what happens if you get on the wrong side of a fairy? I'm not making jokes up now. 27% of the magical folk respondents, this is true, said that they can be unfriendly or downright hostile. A middle-aged woman watched a fairy, let's get this, haunt children by the side of a river. Bloody fairies, they're not all sweetness and light. They do have a nasty or cruel side in historical accounts. They can be right bastards sometimes. Read this, Heather, look, read
Heather
that bit.
Is a 30-year-old British ceramicist and fairy fan. She chooses to placate them with offerings. She says, I have an altar for them just outside my studio where I leave them bread and honey and crystals, more in the hopes of a peaceful relationship than because I am seeking them out.
Oh, well, funny enough, I mean, I have started to take... Just you look out there, the window there.
Yeah.
There's a little thimble full of Ruddles County bitter and some dry roasted peanuts. I don't know whether... That's all I can find!
I thought that was a slug trap.
What were you telling me earlier that you've left out?
Yeah, when I was a little girl, I used to leave out offerings for the fairies.
Oh, this is lovely. Go, like, can they put on some nice music, some nice... Oh, when you were a little girl with...
Yeah.
Carry on.
Daisy heads, I'd used to leave them out so they could use them for umbrellas.
Oh! You're ever so sweet.
Little bits of biscuit. Not all the biscuit, because I do like biscuits, but little bits of biscuit, but I did get told off because we got rats.
Anyway, Kay says that the fairy's communications over the years have ranged from asking her to pick up litter, again, the litter, to requesting she organise a festival for other fairy enthusiasts. This picking up litter. I mean, you've often seen, I've seen on lampposts, you know that sign, that take your dog mess home with you. There's no such thing as a poo fairy. I'm beginning to think there might be.
There might be.
If you are a poo fairy, get in touch with...
Don't, because they do it every week on them bloody phone calls, don't they?
What?
Ringing up saying they're the poo fairy,
yeah,
or they've seen a poo ghost,
no, that's
or a,
right.
a poo phantom, or a...
Something like that. Anyway, listen, it's easy to understand... This is what it says here. It's easy to understand how fairies can become lifelong companions for women who wish to embrace the intangible feminine forces that sit quietly at the margins of mainstream patriarchal society. Do you see fairies in the face of a patriarchal society?
I think there's probably something in it, Clinton. You know, if you're feeling powerless and oppressed,
yeah.
actually feeling like you've got a little bit of magic on your side that only you know about can make you feel more powerful.
Oh, isn't that lovely? I think there's a little bit too much of this sort of thing.
Is that your willy?
Yeah, we don't need any more of that. More women taking control. If that means, you know, sucking some magic from a fairy, then so
I'm
be
it.
I'm
up for that, yeah.
I'm up for that. And please don't make up your own jokes. Anyway, that's fairies for you. Linda, what are you going to be doing now? Because we've come to the end of another exciting episode. What are you going to be doing now, my love?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to a cafe with a difference, right?
Go on.
Normally, service with a smile is what you want. I'm going to get service with a scowl. I'm going to Karen's Diner.
What's that?
It's a diner in the old sort of 1950s American style. So it looks like Happy Days, but actually you get in there and they berate you for however long it takes for you to get your burger down.
Oh, well, we'll see how it goes. Will you come back next week and tell us what it's like at Karen's Diner?
Of course I will.
And, oh, my God, who's just come in the back? It's only Jane McDonald. Hello, Jane.
Oh, hello. Nearly time for my holiday.
Again?
Yeah, you do, Jane, as well.
All right. Oh, yeah.
She's better at it than me.
I've got my sarong, so it's time for a song.
Oh, the sarong is on. It's time for a song.
Yes.
Oh, we'll have another one, make it a lot.
Oh, why not? Oh, I'm a little bit diddly. Don't mind if I do.
So that's Jane McDonald there. Until next time. Bye-bye, Linda.
Bye-bye, Clinton.
Bye-bye, everyone. Bye. See you next time. Fading now. Spirit. Well, we've come to the end of another show. Thanks for your presence, charming effervescence. Made it worthwhile, and I just hope you smile. Duh. Thanks to Linda Martin for his letter, TJ for his fairy story, Jake and, of course, Barry for showing up the charlatans. And now it's time to remind you that Clinton versus Ramon will be around the country live at a venue you. go to clintonbaptiste.com/live. Good night, you spooky bastards. Good night. Now go and get your tickets, please.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.